still.
Yeah.
You know, the thing I want to talk about the strip was just like the politicals and the hippies all together. Because when you got to the Bay Area or something like that, the politicos and the hippies were completely divorced from each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that was good.
Hippies were in the hate in Berkeley. In the East Bay, we're
political.
Well, and then Park was happening. You know, if you wanted to fight, you could find a fight. Alcatraz, the Indians took over Alcatraz.
Yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You could have that if you wanted, or you could stay in the hate in Golden Gate Park and just throw frisbees and trip all day. And everybody was on this thing called ATD. So you got to the hate.
That's right.
I said, man, you get on ATD yet?
Crazy money.
I said, how much is that? What is it? He said, no, it's not a drug, man. It's A to the totally disabled.
Yeah.
If you went down to Golden Gate, it's called Golden Gate Street, the California offices, and just said, I've taken acid, I can't hold down a job. Those are two sentences you had to say. And that was a box. Bing, you know, the caseworker would check the box, took acid, can't work. And then you got, I don't know what it was, $300 a month, a huge amount of money.
Yeah, enough.
Because you were ATD, you were getting A to the totally disabled. So everybody, all you had to have was an address and say you took acid. So everybody in the hate was
That's
on
right.
ATD.
Yeah.
And so I'm from the South, and I said, you know, I really don't think it's a good thing to say that you're totally disabled. Even to get money. There's something off about that.
Yeah. They call it crazy money, too. I remember that. Or maybe crazy
it
money.
It came, man. It was real money.
Yeah, well, what I mean is...
Plus you get food stamps.
Yeah. Food stamps,
so then,
exactly.
Going into Safeway, which we did take food stamps.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But going into Safeway with food stamps, oh, my God, there was just like... You know, just we were eating like kings.
Oh, yeah.
And just playing Frisbee and tripping.
What year was
that.
This?
This is 69. The same.
69.
Yeah, 70.
So I was getting food, a couple years later, I was getting food stamps up in the Oregon wilderness and on the California border up there, mm-hmm. living in a teepee.
Those things went a long way.
You know, I stayed outside and took so much LSD that when we go to town to buy groceries with our food stamps, I would stay in the truck because I couldn't stand the fluorescent lights. I'd just stay in the truck with the dogs, you know, because I couldn't do it. You know, I just could not go inside a building. Hadn't been in a building in a year. Inside of a building.
You put your $35.
$35!
You get like $200 of food stamps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's just like free food.
And then the girls would save a little piece out of each one of their welfare checks because they were all pregnant or had children and buy 100 hits of acid. And then when the full moon came around, we'd have this big bonfire and everybody in the valley would take the LSD, and then we go, well, now last month it felt like this. It was great.
What finally drove us from the strip a lot of ways was speed.
Yeah.
And some of it was speed, but there was these nasal inhalers called Wyoming.
Wyoming.
And okay, there was this thing, you know, you would just take them, and you buy them in any drugstore. Just walk up, any drugstore, no questions asked. You take them, okay. It would clear out your nasal passages. Why did it clear out your nasal passages? Because inside was a piece of cotton soaked with methamphetamine.
Oh, yes.
You bet. I remember those. Who figured that out? No. I don't think I knew about
that. The beatniks figured that out. Okay, this goes back to Ginsberg and Cassidy and all those guys. So you know, you would be walking down the strip, you'd see these hippies, and they would have a brick in one hand, they'd be on the street, and they'd be like cavemen, and I did it myself. You're just like,
trying to break open the
wyoming. You know, breaking open the wyoming, and then there would be the piece of soaked cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the thing was, it was also soaked with menthol.
Yeah.
Because you wanted the menthol for your nose.
Yeah.
So it was denatured, it was horrible stuff. So then you would get this, you'd buy, you'd say, my dog is sick, I need 200 number 20 capsules. And the guy would give them to you at the drugstore, you know. So you take a razor blade and cut that wyoming and put it inside, you know, the gelatin cap. Okay, take it. Then it was just like, it was pharmaceutical.
Methamphetamine.
Wow. Good to meet you. Good to see
you. I'll have more time to spend. I've,